Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
How and when to feed your baby solids. It's something every single new parent goes through. Do I start at 4 months? Do I wait to 6 months? Do I start with baby cereals in a jar? Do I start with baby rice in a box? Do I make my own food? It's, you know, it really can be very dizzying, but it's not that complicated. My guest is Dr. Robert Mendelson. He's a general pediatrician with the Pediatric Associates of the Northwest in Portland, Oregon. So, Dr. Mendelson, when we're introducing complementary foods, starting our baby, do you tell your patients at 4 months or at six?
You know, Melanie, it depends on the baby. We try to individualize what's best every time. During that time that we've seen the baby, usually at 2 weeks, at a month, and then at 2 and 4 months. So during that time, we discuss as part of our what we call anticipatory guidance, things that are going to be coming up in the baby's life. And as you say, somewhere between 4 and 6 months is when we want to introduce a few solid foods. You mentioned everything that was possible, that is the food in the jar, the food in the cans, and making your own baby food. And a lot of moms prefer that. There are all kinds of information, most of it pretty good on the web, as to how to prepare baby foods from things that you have at home. We generally recommend not adding more than one new food per 5 days or week to be sure the baby is tolerant of that food. And as far as what he introduced first, my regime has always been a simple cereal first. Rice is the one that we start with, the one that you mentioned. And then usually go to the yellow vegetables. I do one a week, carrots, squash, sweet potatoes, then the green vegetables, one a week, once or twice a day for these things. But still, the important nutrition for the baby is coming from the milk, hopefully breast milk, but maybe some formula by this time.
And if you are making your own food, as I did, Dr. Mendelson, I used a mixture, you know, with breast milk or formula. You mix it. When you're making your own food, if you're mashing up a banana, it's too thick. So you need to thin it out a little and to add a little breast milk or a little formula. And I really like avocados as another first food because they're so good and have the DHA. And again, you have to thin them out. Do you have parents tell you this?
I do, and avocado has been now one of the green vegetables that more and more parents are trying. They have a high fat content, which is good for the baby because the baby is laying down the appropriate body fat at this time, and peas, beans, spinach, avocados at that time. As I say, we are very careful to be sure that we don't introduce a lot of foods at once in case there's any reaction to the food. You can tell what it is if you're introducing them no more frequently than 5 to 7 days.
And one other little tip I'd like to throw in there myself, Dr. Mendelson, is the ice cube trays for parents that haven't heard of this trick. If you're making your own food with sweet potatoes or peas or any of these things, cook them up, put them in an ice cube tray, put them in the freezer, and then you can just pop out a little ice cube of food. You know, let it get to room temperature and feed it to your baby. Now, when does meat products come in? When do meat products come in, like chicken, whether you're making it yourself or getting it out of the jar?
Yeah, and again, this is something that the parent should be talking to the pediatricians about, because every pediatrician sort of has his own order of new foods. For me personally, that's the next thing that I introduce after the yellow vegetables, followed by the green vegetables, and the cereal has preceded those two. And then the next thing I do is pick a specific food. Some of the easier ones to digest, you mentioned chicken, lamb also, and you do the same kind of thing, and your little trick about freezing them in ice cube-sized portions is a good one.
And now, so then when do you start with finger foods? Do you have to wait till they have a couple of little teeth poking through, or can you start the Cheerios soaked in water a little bit earlier when the child is sitting up on their own, they're sitting in a little chair to eat, and they're trying to reach for things in that finger, that pincer grasp? You know, right. So when do you start with maybe wet Cheerios and or some sort of soft fruit finger food?
You said it, and somewhere between 5 and 6 months, babies are sitting up in usually a high chair with a tray in front of them. This is when they're beginning to work on their hand-eye coordination, and that's a good time to start those things. The little bits of just sort of common sense foods from the table can be started at that time, and most babies thrive on that. But again, as I say, one new food every 5 to 7 days, just to be sure.
That is absolutely, Dr. Mendelson, my favorite time in a baby's life when they're just reaching for those new little foods. So now they've been breastfeeding or formula feeding. They're starting to pick up their own little food. You're feeding them home food. When do you start to feed them water? When do you give them water? And do you do it in a bottle or do you do it in a cup?
At the ages that we're talking about now, the water, as long as it's your water source, you can start it really any time. Some babies are thirsty and not hungry, and that's something that a lot of moms can figure out on the basis of the communication that they have with the baby, because, as you say, this is a wonderful time of life when your baby is communicating by looking at you, by smiling, by gurgling, by cooing, and making little sounds and that kind of thing. And most moms can say, you know, that the baby, I guess, isn't too hungry now. Maybe I'll try a little bit of water, and that's exactly the time to do it. I introduce it in a bottle under 6 months because they otherwise it generally gets more on the floor in the tray than it does in the baby and on the baby and on the mother. But after that, you can try a little cup or a little sippy cup, which keeps the most of it in the cup, and see how it works. Babies are just absolutely delighted to be able to, as you say, use their pincer grasp, bring things to their mouth, even help bring the cup to their mouth at that point. They get a great deal of satisfaction out of that accomplishment.
Now, you mentioned giving foods and new foods only once every 5 days or even a little longer to make sure that there's no allergic reactions. Now, what do parents look for in an allergic reaction if they try a new food? Say they're trying a cheese piece or something. What do they look for as far as allergic reaction?
Well, the severe ones, the babies can get a rash. They can get a rash around their mouth or around their lips. The other ones, some babies, frankly, have tastes already at this time, and it becomes obvious, for example, they don't like peas, and that's not an allergy, that's dislike. And unless there's a rash or a vomiting or something like that, the recommendation is skip it for a couple of weeks and go back to it, and they'll eventually get used to it, which is the way that babies learn to enjoy a variety of foods that we don't think taste so good, but the baby's tastes are really different than ours.
Now, would we see a rash around their mouth or necessarily when they go to the bathroom or around their anus when they poop?
No, it's more likely that the rash would be local where the food touches if the baby is sensitive or allergic to it. There sometimes if something is a little too acidy, for example, they'll have a little rash around the anus, but usually the things that you're looking for are generalized body rashes or rashes on the face and around the mouth, because that's where a lot of the food ends up anyway, is on the face, not in the mouth.
Babies at that age are so cute. In the last 20 seconds, Dr. Mendelson, wrap it up for us with baby's first foods.
Yeah, baby's first foods in my mind should be cereal, followed by yellow, followed by green vegetables, followed by meats. No more than one new food every 5 to 7 days. And enjoy it, because feeding time is one of the most fun times with babies this age.
I love it as well. You're listening to Radio MD and Healthy Children. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand on RadioMD.com, or you can go into the consumer website of the American Academy of Pediatrics at HealthyChildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.